Let's go back east and bring in Jerry Krasnick, one of the top sports writers for ESPN.com. Always love talking ball with him. Jerry, how are you?
I'm good, Marty. How are you?
Very good, very good. Now, are you a Cleveland Cavalier fan? I know you're the Browns and the Indians. You follow the Cavaliers, too?
Well, I don't know that I'd say I'm a Cavaliers fan. I am a big admirer of LeBron James. You know, I just think that for a guy who came into professional sports with all that acclaim and has gone, 15 years and represented his cities and his teams well, and you know, you look at him last night, what is he, 33 years old or 34, and he plays all 48 minutes. I mean, I just think the guy's a great representative for sport, and I'm surprised that he takes the dings that he takes, because I just think he, you know, along with Jordan, is an amazing player and just a true professional. I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah, you ain't seen nothing yet until you come out here and to see what they say about him out here, because if things go right tonight, it could be round four with LeBron. So we'll see. But I thought of you last night when they did win. I know you've suffered with the Browns forever. But what about the Cleveland Indians? What a series with the Astros this week. And, you know, it is our marker of Memorial Day, the one-third mark of the season pretty much. What about the Indians and the Astros? You saw an amazing series this week.
Yeah, you know, my brothers are Indians fans, and don't ask me how, because we grew up in New England, and if they had stuck with the Red Sox, they would have celebrated three World Series championships, and instead they've suffered with the Indians. But the Indians are good. I mean, they're a good team, but their bullpen's horrible. It's just gone completely south, and they've blown a lot of games. Yesterday they came back and won a big one against Houston, but you know, they're a club that really is not playing particularly well, in part because they can't hold a lead in the late innings or keep games close. And so I think they're going to have to do some things. The one thing they have working in their favor is that American League Central is just a horrid division. It's about as bad as you can get. So I think they're going to have a lot of latitude to try to get things straightened out.
Yeah, I love them. I just think their starting pitching is good. Brantley is starting to hit again, and you're right, Andrew Miller back on the DL, and Shaw's gone, I think, from their bullpen as well. So, they're pretty darn good, and we got a real taste of Houston this week. And I was thinking about Altuve, and I'm trying to think of a player in our lifetime, or even going back into the Baseball Reference Encyclopedia, anyone come to mind when we think of a guy like Altuve for what he's accomplished?
Boy, you know, for a guy that small to come in and play that many games and churn out that many hits, I just don't know if there's a comparable. I mean, that guy's about 5'5", probably. Yeah. And, you know, for years, everybody doubted him, and he's just an incredible producer. What a great player. What a joy to watch. You know, I don't know that there's anybody. I think when he came in, people thought, well, you know, he can hit, but he's so small, he's not going to hold up. But really, he's just short. You know, he's not small. He's very strong and just a phenomenal player. And he's not the only one. I mean, Correa's a guy who's going to be an all-star multiple times over. Springer's a tremendous player. And their starting pitching is just off the charts good. You know, Verlander is having a huge second wind in his career, beat the Yankees today, and Garrett Cole and Charlie Morton and Dallas Keuchel. I mean, it's just an amazing rotation and group of guys, and you know, I think they're going to be right in the thick of it again and making a big run at their second straight world championship.
Yeah, the American League is interesting. It's going to be an interesting playoff, and I think the Yankees, Red Sox, obviously will be in there. Cleveland, Houston will be in there. Second wild card is really could be anybody, but it's going to be interesting. Let's Jerry Krasnick with us, ESPN.com. Chad Bettis pitches today for the Rockies. You wrote about Chad Bettis. Tell us about your thoughts about Bettis.
Well, as pretty much everybody knows, I guess Chad Bettis had testicular cancer about a year and a half ago, and just a huge comeback and a really inspirational story. I sat down with him in New York. The one thing I found that was very interesting is he's a connoisseur of Scotch whiskey. He got that from his father, and he collects, I think he has about 70 bottles, he said, and he really loves the stuff. He's not a big drinker, I don't think. It's the stuff that you collect and you kind of open it and nurse it. But he's just a really interesting guy, well-liked teammate. And I think the one thing that really is admirable about him in this day and age is he's not a guy who strikes a lot of people out. I mean, he might strike out six guys per nine innings, throws at 90 miles an hour. That's pretty much tops it out on the radar gun, but he changes speeds, moves the ball around, wears his socks high, like the old pitchers. And Bud Black said, you know, he's a guy who could have pitched in any decade. And I said, who does he remind you of? And he said, he's kind of like Mel Stottlemyre or Catfish Hunter, the old sinker-balling Yankee guys. And, you know, I don't know if he's as good as Catfish Hunter, but that's a pretty good company to be in.
Oh, great report on that. Good images. I like that. Just the numbers for him, first time through, 299. If you don't get him in that first time through, the second time, 171. Third time, 208. So that is old-time pitching.
Yeah, he's a guy who really uses the changeup, changes speeds, and he'll throw his curveball about 75 miles an hour. He's been great on the road this year. That's right, where he's done really the bulk of his damage. And, you know, just a guy who he's probably, you know, a number three starter, I would say. You know, probably a four on a really, really good rotation. But he's a guy who's going to go out there and give you 180 to 200 innings and keep you in every game. And you can never have enough Chad Bettises on your team.
What a year for baseball with all the strikeouts, more strikeouts than hits, and the home runs are sort of up again. The distance is amazing. StatCast has sort of changed the way we look at the game. And then Baseball Today, Rob Manfred, not today, but this week, talked about the baseball. And can you explain, Bruce Jenkins and I were talking about, we don't understand the coefficient of friction, but I don't know what Manfred was talking about, but the ball is different, I guess.
Yeah, you know, they did a study, and I didn't get too deeply into it. I think what they wanted to show was I don't think they feel like there's any hugely appreciable difference in this thing. You know, I don't know that it has that much more of a wound tighter or that sort of thing. I mean, baseball has been really fighting these sort of conspiracy theories. And, you know, Rob Manfred has sort of said, could you imagine how difficult it would be in this day and age to have a conspiracy and actually say, hey, we're going to tinker around with the baseball and monkey around with it and, you know, change it. I mean, I think the thing is now you probably look at, you know, this thing with launch angle, guys are trying to hit the ball in the air more. And a lot of people, Rob Manfred included, have said maybe it's the bats. You know, the bats might be different. Maybe the lacquer coating or the different kinds of bats they're using. So, you know, I think they're, who knows. But to me, as an old-time baseball fan, I like balls put in play. I'm not a fan of 30 strikeouts a game. And I think that's one reason why you're seeing a lot of these no-hitters into the sixth or seventh inning, because if guys aren't putting it in play, I mean, it makes for a tough watch on some nights.
Yeah, we saw yesterday with the Yankees and Angels, and that was a good game. I think 3-1, and all the runs were scored on walks and hit batsmen, and maybe mixing in one single in the middle of that. Jerry Krasnick, very nice to have you with us. One other thought for you. You wrote about the gambling in baseball, and we know the Supreme Court has said the states can regulate it. How do you think that may impact the game of baseball as you and I like to watch it?
Well, Marty, I think baseball has struggled some with, as we know, with attracting younger viewers, you know, probably the men in the 19 to 34 range. You know, the older guys like us watch a lot of baseball, but I think they want a younger generation. And I think they feel like, look, if you can have in-game betting like they do in Europe in soccer, and have, you know, a wager on a game or something, hey, who's going to score more runs in the seventh inning, or, you know, how many strikeouts are there going to be in this inning, that sort of thing, that it will enhance what they call engagement. You know, you won't flick around. People have shorter attention spans now. So I think they feel like it's a way to increase the audience for baseball. On the other hand, I mean, if that's what it takes, is that really a good thing? I mean, you kind of want people watching the game for what it has inherently to offer in terms of entertainment value. And so I think there's just a lot of things that baseball is concerned about, you know, player safety, or gamblers going to
get worked up over bets and, you know, could they do harm to players or umpires? You know, I don't think that's going to be an issue, but still, it's a security issue. And I think there's just a lot of questions that I have as they wade through this new frontier of legalized sports gambling.
Yeah, I agree with you. Baseball is different than football and basketball. It's a whole different game. So I agree with you. It's a different analysis for baseball to go through and to allow it. We'll see what happens. They want the money, and that's for sure. Jerry, I think Houston, Cleveland, Yankees, we know what the American League's looking like. What about the National League as we sit here on Memorial Day? Who is your favorite for the pennant? Phillies, Atlanta going to hang in there? How do you see the National League?
Geez, good luck trying to sort that one out, Marty. You know,
really?
Milwaukee's a team that's really sort of come on and attract a lot of attention. I thought they might be a dark horse team after what they did last year, but, you know, I'm the wrong person to ask. I mean, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago, Arizona was going to run away with the National League West, and now they can't hit. They're 500 team. The Dodgers are all of a sudden, you know, 3.5 games out. I think Washington is probably still, you know, if they get all their guys healthy, maybe the deepest and most balanced team. You know, the Phillies and Atlanta are both very interesting clubs, but they are young, and I think, you know, they're probably a little bit ahead of schedule. So, you know, I think Washington, I think if the Cubs can get straightened out, obviously they have a nice pedigree. But, you know, some of these teams like Milwaukee and Colorado and Philadelphia and Atlanta, they're making it much more interesting. I mean, I think the American League is pretty much the chalk teams, you know, all the four or five dominant clubs. And the National League is just going to be much more wide open and probably all the way through September.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's a second-half league this year to see who plays the best and gets back from the injuries August and September. Yeah, that's the National League this year. American League is different. Hey, love having you on, and congratulations on one of your teams getting into the finals. So we'll see how this we'll see how it unravels. But I appreciate having you on, as always. You do a great job on ESPN.com. So, Jerry, thanks so much.
Thanks, Marty. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Jerry Krasnick, ESPN.com. More coming up right here on the Sports Leader.